Conference is being recorded.
There we go.
Great.
Okay. Well,
so quick recap, I guess. Dan and Michael are the only folks on.
Yeah.
So hi, everyone else, as you're listening to this.
Right. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you guys.
But just a comment here. Ratisha was feeling badly about not making as much progress as she had hoped, and I think she can't claim the undisputed champion of that. I think we contend for that, too. I didn't get as much done as I would have liked to either. So
she got on an email before the meeting. Maybe that actually is more than any of us. So.
Right, yeah. So you're even more responsible. Okay.
So do you want to recap what you said, and then I'll start responding to it?
Yeah, okay. When I was looking at the sampling, one of the issues is to try to sort out what's relevant for sampling distributions and what isn't. Just in general, major issues with sampling have to do with how you collect the sample in terms of how you avoid bias and make sure it's a representative sample, how people's interpretation of what random is. There's common interpretations which may not don't match what statisticians mean by random. And then there's the issue of how people interpret samples, and their common finding is that people overinterpret samples. They feel that the sample is more representative of the population than it is based on sampling theory. And one possibility is that this is because of common usage of sampling is, if you sample to decide if a cup of coffee is too hot, you just take a sip of it and you've got your sample. You don't need to take a random sample throughout the cup to have a good sample. And so, the notion that a small sample can be representative of the population works pretty well when you have a homogeneous population. But it's not, people don't appreciate how much variability there is across samples, especially with small sample size. But then, the question is now, of those, the issue, what's most relevant for our purposes, for the trying to understand why people have trouble with sampling distributions? And the connection isn't as clear, certainly not for the issue of randomness, as one might like. Obviously one needs to understand sampling and random and representative samples and avoiding bias and all that to apply statistics, in general. But how relevant is it to the sampling distribution issue? So that's kind of a recap of my mulling around.
Great. So I guess I have two thoughts about that. And I'll just share thoughts, and then we can figure out, whether there's a strategy to move forward from there. But I guess one option is to say, well, if we're looking at sampling distributions, let's just stick to that, and any area within one of our four prerequisites for understanding sampling distributions that's not related to sampling distributions, we should just drop out. Mm-hmm. Right? That's one option. Let's not muddy things up. Mm-hmm. The other side of it, however, I guess I can see two benefits to including it. One, if we or anyone else wants to use these data to try and figure out where are the difficulties within each of the four prerequisites, that would be helpful information.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it might actually be interesting once we gather data, assuming we gather data on parts of sampling that are unrelated to sampling distributions, it might be really interesting to use those measures as controls to talk about general knowledge. Because
mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about that before. So if we can kind of kill two birds with one stone there, I wonder whether that would be beneficial to us or whether, that's not a good measure of knowledge. So if we really want knowledge, why don't we develop a separate measure?
Hmm. Yeah, I like that idea. And a little riskier, though, is that, there tends to be sort of general – some people are better at all aspects of statistics than others, and we very well might find – relationships with things that aren't clearly on a causal path, but still, I think that's good. And we can.
But would it be good to put it in there and then rule it out from the causal path?
That I think that would be good. Then that one hasn't that we haven't overlooked it, but that we don't include it in our test here or thinking now just because we feel it's not on the causal path.
Well, if we think these are the four prerequisite knowledges to sample distributions, why don't we put in all aspects of those four prerequisites and we can show, consistent with our beliefs, hopefully, is that here's the pieces of it, the specific pieces of those four prerequisites that are associated with sampling distributions.
Mm-hmm. And to some extent, and it's an empirical question, so
right.
Give it a chance to show up or not.
So it sounds to me like it makes sense to put some of that in. I guess the balance would be making sure we don't make the survey or questionnaire or whatever too long.
Right, yeah. Because any one of these concepts is a bit, you know, fuzzy, and that you might, to do it well, you'd want to have several questions on each one probably. So we
right.
do
rather right.
it's getting long.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's helpful. I think I will. I will do as Tisha did, kind of promise to get something in by next week. So it's on the record now. I said it, so I better.
That's right. That's right. Can you go back and delete *23 or something?
See if I can edit the tape here.
Are we on for next week? Is that?
I believe so. Let me just check my calendar, but I believe we've got one more week of this. Yeah, so same time next week. And as far as I know, that week maybe everyone will be able to participate.
Great.
That would be a good time to see if we can get things in before that. And I will try to get it in more than just the morning of.
Right. And maybe we can actually put on the agenda to talk about next time about whether it was helpful to do, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my guess is it's going to be for everyone the same answer, that it's helpful to move things along, but it is a little time consuming to do it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Right. And it did prod me, but somehow things just came up this week that I couldn't get out of and had to give, you know, do. So.
Right.
Just the way it is. Yeah. Well, and we're not obligated to use up, you know, the full hour either if we can be more efficient. So let's see. Well, Michael, do you have an update for what you've been working on?
I haven't. I haven't been doing much.
Yeah.
So I don't really have an update. I was supposed to go back and kind of look through sampling distributions and get a sense of the questions. I mean, I had done a bit of that a while back when I took all my questions and kind of try to understand what is the misconception from each answer, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But that's already a while ago now, and that's kind of the last big update that I've done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another – this is actually a question, I suppose, for everybody. We have this online version of our first draft of the test, and we've got quite a few people, 50-some, I think another 10 or so have added on since I sent the last update on that. But I got an email from one person who was quite upset that we didn't give answers to the question. And I do have another quiz up there where I do give answers and then have a second version to go through and they get answers to that. So, you know, it gives more feedback. But the question is, do we want to provide answers for the online version of this, or what's your thought? Do we maybe don't want to get the answers out there? On the other hand, it's very few people are really doing it, so it's not a big deal either way.
I would say my concern is I don't want the answers to get out.
Yeah.
And I would say I think it's great if a student says, I really want to know the answers to these.
Yeah.
My response would be, come talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to go through them with you.
Right. That's essentially what I told her, is that if she had particular questions or things she wanted to talk about, I'd be happy to do that.
Right.
So we'll see. Yeah, the online is, when it's just open, anybody comes in and they're under no particular urging to do it completely or seriously, the answers are, some people don't bother actually giving an explanation like we wanted. They just will type nonsense, the letters, just to get on to the next question.
Right.
But a few people are doing it pretty seriously. So and we don't have a good sense of who they are at this point.
Uh-huh.
Did I think collect some demographics on there?
Well, we talked about doing that, right?
I think we've got it set up. I don't think we've got it activated yet. And we should do
okay.
this all at once. There was a question last time about whether we should add a question dealing with interpretations of graphs, because we were thinking that that's actually another fundamental problem that people have, perhaps, in understanding sampling distributions, is they don't really know what the x-axis and y-axis represents.
Right. Again, the variability question. Are you talking about variability of heights of bars or of the distribution?
Do we have a particular question? I mean, we do have the one on variability. Was there one in there that asked for?
There wasn't one in the survey itself. There was one that Tisha had sent around, I think.
That's the
that
one.
That basically was, I think it was like 5 bars where it was, you know, roughly symmetric with the peak in the middle. In one situation, they were right next to each other. In the other situation, there was a space in between each one. so that the vertical heights of the bars are the same when you look at the two graphs. If you think about that as the variability definition, if you think about the correct definition of variability or spread, you would clearly see that one of them is more spread out.
Right, yeah.
And I think that's a fairly straightforward problem that would do a good job at getting to our question.
Do you remember, can you lay hands on it?
I'm sorry?
It's probably in there somewhere. Let's do this. If you find it easily, maybe just email it to me, and I'll look to it to see if I can find it. But we could add that in. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we're up for next week. I don't know that I have anything more at the moment.
Uh-huh. Well, did we, I know, again, I wasn't on the call last week, but I know 2 weeks ago we started to talk about where could we submit a lit review type article. And I know there was also discussion about how many examples to put in versus not,
mm-hmm.
So that we can think about maybe framing a second paper as well
once
we get some results.
Actually, what we thought we would do is put in examples for now with the notion that we may scale back once we get the whole thing put together, but that having some concrete examples will help us probably sharpen our, the focus of on the writing, but we don't necessarily need to keep everything in then when we go to a final version.
Uh-huh. And not any results of pilot data or anything.
Well, that I think is open question too. I think we could. I don't know that we really didn't decide whether or not to do that. I was thinking, for this example with the trouble that people have with samples, is having some pilot data may be useful. There's not a lot of literature on some particular areas, and if we can't find things in other sources, maybe our own pilot data would be something to mention. I don't know. I'd leave that as an open question, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it is nice to have something solid that it's not just an opinion.
Right.
Some of the early work, like the Tversky stuff, they just had like a dozen people or so on some of their things. They talked to a dozen people, and that's made the case, a very influential article.
Right. Right. Okay.
So, alrighty. Well.
All right. So I guess we'll keep plowing along for next week, and hopefully have more people on the call next week.
Yeah, and we'll really try to get something in writing on our sections, at least a day before the call if we can, so we can look at it. I think that would be a good goal anyway. That's
right.
What I'm trying to do. So, all right. Well, stay warm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not as wimpy as D.C., according to George Bush, but no George Bush. I didn't say that. Barack Obama.
Barack, the new.
Ooh, that was a slip.
Wow.
Get that off the tape. Get that off the tape.
They're not so easily confused.
No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good. Good talking to you, Michael. And
all right. You too, Dale.
You have a good week.
You too.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand.